Hello, and welcome back to Green Left Radio on 3CR Community Radio. We're here with Josh Callanan, Secretary for the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union, who's recently had a victory with Better Red Than Dead Bookshop in Sydney. Hello, Josh.
Hey, good day.
Thank you for coming on. And pardon me, I was hoping that you could give us a bit of a summary of what led to the dispute, what sort of actions were taken, that sort of thing, just for people who aren't aware.
Yeah, sure. So this has been a huge campaign for a group of workers at a bookshop in Sydney in Newtown, which trades on a very progressive basis, calling themselves Better Red Than Dead. These workers had a range of concerns over a long period of time, years, that led them to get organised late last year. And in March of this year, finalised a set of claims for a enterprise agreement with their employer, which would set a new standard for workers, not just in their bookshop and not just in the bookshop and book retailing industry, but across retail and fast food. So those claims were brought together, put to the employer in late March. The employer initially agreed and then reneged on bargaining. We had to take them to the Fair Work Commission. They eventually agreed. We had a couple of bargaining sessions and then the employer refused to go any further. Workers then took, what is historic action in the retail setting in Australia? They went about the process of getting a protected action ballot order. That ballot order was made and workers unanimously voted in that, unanimously got access to all the forms of industrial action that they had listed. Which was fantastic. It was the first protected action ballot in, well, they've only been around for 10 years, but it was the first one in retail for non-meat workers, and it was fantastically supported. Then they put those bans in place. So 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they started their first bans, and then they put a ban on bed orders and on picking returns, which is picking old books off the shelves to return to publishers for a financial return. Basically sending back old stock. That led to the employer only last week turning around and standing down workers, locking out workers from Monday. It was a massive escalation. Along that course, workers had faced all sorts of issues from simply sharing a union Facebook post. There were issued cease and desist letters and threats of prosecution and threats of criminal offences. Workers were issued with show cause termination letters for why they shouldn't be sacked. In the end, two of our members and activists were retrenched, and we're currently pursuing their cases through the commission and courts. And a welfare fund was set up for those workers as well as workers who were locked out. And an immense amount of support from the community led to over $22,000 being raised in just a week and a half. A fantastic show and really gave members the support they needed to know that they would get paid in woefully low paid work. They would get paid while they were locked out. And there was some also fantastic support from authors, led by a couple of great authors, Alison and Amwin, and cartoonist extraordinaire Sam Wallman, which got an article together in Overland with over 300 authors signing an open letter in support of the workers. All that happened very quickly. And with the lockout starting just on Monday, on Tuesday, the boss sat down with workers again and negotiated a new agreement. So that agreement was then unanimously endorsed by members late on Tuesday night, and the industrial action's been lifted and workers are celebrating a landmark agreement in both their shop, the industry, but right across retail and fast food. We haven't seen any outcomes, anything like this in the sectors.
Yeah, in a interview you did recently on Tuesday with Green Left, you described the agreement as superior to any retail or fast food in Australia. pardon me, could you go into a little bit of detail on like what the specifics of the agreement were?
Yeah, sure. So these are conditions which are unheard of in the retail and fast food sectors. We know that some heavily unionised sites might have conditions similar and certainly higher wages, but for retail and fast food, they're unheard of. So the first one was all of our members upon the agreement being signed, will be offered conversion to ongoing secure employment with the employer. At the moment, the vast majority of staff are engaged on a casual basis. No matter if they've been there for years or not, they're engaged on a casual basis. So the first one was conversion, genuine conversion, as in they will be offered conversion to ongoing employment, commensurate with the shifts that they've been available for. The second was that will be an enduring right for new casual workers that have served 12-month service. The third is that there is a suite of job security protections. For an employer that has been doing it tough, there is a suite of protections to ensure that there'll be at least a month of consultation over any major changes. There will be notice periods for redundancy, and there will be severance pay, which there hasn't been until now, but in the case of redundancy. There is a new wage that's set. For workers that convert to part-time employment, they'll be paid a dollar more than the minimum wage in the award. And that might compare for listeners to, at the moment, Coles pays a few cents more than the award. Woolworths pays maybe about 20 cents more than the minimum award. Kmart pays 1 cent per hour more than the award. Hungry Jack's 1 cent per hour more than the award. These are employers with new SDA deals, which pay such woefully low rates. So $1 more per hour. All workers, after doing a one-month probation period, will be classified at level 3 in the award, not at level 1, which is worth another 4 or 5% as well. Junior rates will be abolished after probationary periods. So after a month's probation, junior rates will be abolished for all workers, including our members that are under 21. At the moment, a 16-year-old would only get around about 50% of the award rate. A 19-year-old would only get 80% of the award rate. All of those junior rates will be abolished after serving a one-month probationary period. There will be 20 days paid domestic violence leave, absolutely unheard of in any retailer or fast food company in Australia. 6 months paid parental leave, unheard of in our sectors ever. There will be a range of other conditions which are peculiar or particular to the workplace. So issues around getting employment contracts for everyone, issues around ensuring that workers have a clear statement about the duties that they can do and not have to do other duties. Sunday rates will be restored to 100%, cut by the SDA repeatedly over decades, and then in 2017, the Fair Work Commission used that to cut Sunday rates to 50% across the sector. They will be restored to 100%. And a suite of health and safety clauses that provide a clear, enforceable base, guaranteeing a healthy and safe workplace, guaranteeing policies around bullying, harassment and discrimination, guaranteeing a core set of standards when it comes to health and safety that can be easily enforced by them and their union through the Fair Work Commission if need be. So that's a sort of a summary of many of the conditions that have been secured.
It's some amazing achievements. I understand that the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union is also in a dispute with Readings. And what do you think this success, what impact do you think this success with Better Red Than Dead will have on that and broadly the sort of work that the union does and the union movement in general going forward?
Well, we've always known, as a genuine budding union, we've always known that the only way to secure conditions, to lock them in, is to have organised workplaces and for workers to engage in direct industrial action to withhold their labour. That is the only way. It's the way workers have done it for centuries. It is the only way to lock things in and to ensure that workers get a fair outcome when it comes to enterprise agreement negotiations. So this story says is a shining light for us. It is a beacon for us, for all workers in retail and fast food, that these types of conditions and power in their workplace is within their grasp. All they need to do is get organised, and RAFL is the vehicle for them. So that's the first thing. We know that we can achieve these things. Here's a clear, simple example when workers get organised. At Readings is very similar to Better Red Than Dead in that it trades on a progressive image. You know, there's unions that buy their book vouchers from there. There's lots of progressive people that buy products from Readings. And it's done partly because of their progressive image compared to some of the other historical booksellers. What's clear now is that there is a new base. The new base has been established with Better Read Than Dead. If Readings wants to set itself apart, it needs to do more than what Better Read Than Dead has committed to in this new agreement. Workers at Readings are just starting their bargaining process. It has been a long process. Workers there were trying to bargain in 2018, and their employer waged an anti-union campaign against them and their organising. That said, workers secured a range of outcomes then, just not in an agreement. And their outcomes that can be denuded can be impacted over time. So they were able to secure in 2018, by getting organised, a protection to the Sunday penalty rate, conversion from some work for some workers, and health and safety rights and sexual harassment policies. So there were some wins back then. But they are always under threat, and workers now have a new minimum that they can look to Better Read Than Dead and demand be enforced and put into place at Readings bookshops. Workers had to take their case. The employer refused to bargain. They took their case to the Fair Work Commission, and we won. We conducted a ballot, and workers voted, a majority of workers voted in that ballot to want to bargain, and so the employer has now agreed to bargain through that process, and we're hoping negotiations will kick off soon. Workers there are looking at Better Read Than Dead, and the outcomes there, and no doubt at new minimum will, and the campaign they waged and how they went about winning a Better Read Than Dead will be a clear example for our members at Readings to go about the same path.
Mm, it's good stuff. We have to wrap up shortly. Do you have any final thoughts?
Oh, look, I think that for listeners that weren't able to participate last night, we had a special short community forum, 40 minutes, where we had four workers tell their story of bargaining. It's only just been the last few days, but they got on a call, and workers can look at that on our Facebook page. We'll end up doing more. We'll share more information about how this was won, but to hear their own words about what they did, how they did it, and how they won, I'd encourage everyone to check out the Facebook Live last night from RAFU on our Facebook page and hear what these workers had to say.
Well, thank you very much, Josh, for talking to us.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you very much, Josh.
See you.